Now hear the words from the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verses 24 through 29. Now Thomas, also known as Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." A disciple is one who believes in the redeeming power of Jesus Christ and risks everything to follow him. I'm going to invite my friend Rivers, and she's here right now. So here we go. So Rivers, I know this was a great experience for you as well, a stretching one, I think, from some of the things that you got to experience, but a lot of fun. We're talking about this the scripture and the word believe, and so Rivers, would you mind sharing maybe from the mission experience a little bit how you felt God was calling you to confront some of those doubts and fears and maybe how he was going to provide for you? So.
Yeah. Well, I think because the whole point of the trip, it was like a mystery trip. So we had absolutely no idea what we were getting ourselves into and what we were doing the next, or until like the night before. And they told us, "Oh, this is what you're doing and you better be prepared for it." So, I mean, it was... I like to be in, like, knowing, planning. I am a very, like to plan and like to know what the plan is and like to have, like, okay, this is what I'm going to do this day and what are we doing next week so that I can know what I'm, how to prepare for that. So it was kind of, it was a lot of, like, doubt, like, are you sure this is, it's going to be okay, you know, like, are you sure that I'm going to be ready or whatever it's going to be. Safe and fun and enjoyable, but it was awesome, and so that was a lot of doubt, and you know, kind of not really afraid, because it wasn't like scary stuff we were doing, but you know, just the there's gonna be something, I'm doing something tomorrow, but I have absolutely no idea what it is, so that was kind of a lot of that, and then also. One of the afternoons, Ben talked a little bit about it, was the prayer walk, which was, I had never, you know, ever done anything like that, and it was absolutely terrifying. I think we had our group, was like me and Darren and Chase, I think, and I'm pretty sure that they had gone through the group and picked everybody that had never done it before, and had no idea what they were doing, and put them in my group. Because we had absolutely no idea. And we would like walk down the street and somebody would elbow me, like, "You do it. No, you go talk to him. That one, right there. Okay, you do it." And we like walk past and then we turn around and come back and sit down like a little ways away from them and like, okay, so somebody's gotta go in, this is what it's gonna be. But I don't know, we figured it out together. So I think a lot of like trust, there was like I had to have a lot of trust in the people around me, like our leaders, and in God, and like, okay, yeah, you know, maybe that I don't enjoy doing this, but, you know, you're going to make it enjoyable, or you're going to give me some good out of that and stuff, so.
Yeah, and God did some amazing things. I know you got to talk to one gentleman for quite a while, and so after your group was done kind of circling, I guess, and, but same thing. We were there with you too. It was just building that confidence. But now that you've come home, is there anything that you feel like God has continued to teach you with this idea of you know, just trusting Him and maybe when you have some of those doubts, fears about the future, anything like that?
I try to pray a lot before I do stuff that I have don't know. And I even still, like this morning. I didn't really know what I was like. I knew kind of what I was sharing about, but I didn't really know like what we're gonna do. And so I was like, okay, so am I supposed to like go up there when, or are we gonna stand up together? Or you're gonna be up there with me, or and so. But I just have to, you know, trust. And God is pretty cool. He doesn't let you, you know, do stuff that's too uncomfortable, that you can't bear it. But I think definitely I try to pray and, you know, read, obviously, do my devotional stuff. I've been trying to, they have the little booklet thingy that they gave us, and they have some going home stuff that you do at home that I have been doing that helps a lot. And I've been going a lot of places. After I got back, I was 3 weeks with my family in Vancouver, and it was kind of a scary experience getting there because we didn't really know what we were doing at all either. So that was a lot of trust for that too. But
Rivers, thank you for sharing. And let's give her a hand.
This scripture is Luke 12, 29 through 34. And do not set your heart on what you will eat or drink. Do not worry about it. For the pagan world runs after all such things, and your Father knows that you need them. But seek his kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to the poor. Provide purses for yourselves that will not wear out, a treasure in heaven that will never fail, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
All right, welcome, Emily.
Thank you.
So now we're looking at a disciple, that last part, one who believes in the redeeming power of Jesus, and talk about risk, risking everything to follow. And so I know giving God control, follow, a lot of things we've talked about, they kind of tie together, but really focusing on this part of taking a risk, trusting, kind of like believing without seeing and knowing that God's going to come through. Was there anything for you, particularly on this experience, that you felt like was a risk or you had to really trust God for as well?
I have to say definitely the main risk was that I had to trust him. And I have a low amount of patience, and I like to be in control. And in this trip, you didn't really know what you were going to do. And you were with a group, so you had to learn how to work as a team. And there were a lot of times where I wanted something to go my way, or I wanted it to go a certain way, but I had to just back off and go, no, it's okay, God's got it, and he knows what's best for the group and in the whole and what's best for me. So I will give up control. I'm not going to do what I want to do. I'm going to let God do it. And that is risky for me because that's outside of my comfort zone. I don't like to give up control, and I don't have very much patience for things like that. So,
okay. Was there a moment on the trip where you just felt like God was not only taking care of you, but he was taking care of the group as well?
Yes, definitely. One of the times was when we had the tornado warning, and we all had to pile into the van. That kind of scared me because if a real tornado had come, the van probably wouldn't have lasted, but it was just a warning. So I was like, okay, you know what? God's got this. You know, he knows we're in this van, and he knows it will be okay. You know, he's got this under control. And so I just had to let it go and focus on the group and just distract myself and be like, I'll just have fun with these people here because I know God's got us under control. You know, he's got this. So that was definitely one. And another one was everybody's attitude was amazing. Everybody worked together really well. And you know, there are people who just wasn't enjoying necessarily what we were doing and didn't really want to do this, but they still had a really great attitude. And everyone was just doing whatever they could to make everyone else feel happy about it. And everyone had a great positive attitude. So that is definitely a way that God took care of our group.
Yeah, definitely we saw the servant hearts coming out in our students, and we're just very thankful. We actually had our group leaders, Hannah and Brian, mentioned at the end of the week, they said, we were just so encouraged by your group because they take initiative and they go out of their way to serve one another. And it was just a testimony of what God is doing in you. And if you want a good team building exercise, try to pass out Papa John's pizza in a van in the middle of a tornado warning. So, all right. And for those family members that we didn't call home, we're sorry, but you were less anxious. So we made it through. And Emily, thank you so much for sharing. Let's give her a hand. This last testimony is a written one, and this is from Tori Humphrey, because I know she's back at school right now, and so, but she wanted to share what God had done through the trip, especially in this area of taking risk. And so hear these words and just kind of bring Tori to mind as you hear this. She said, "God is definitely challenging me and guiding me to surrender everything to Him. And before, I always attributed that to giving God my time in prayer or reading the Bible or serving others, but He asked way more than just those great things. Now He is saying, yes, but trust me with more. Give me everything, including security, money, pride, and self-desires. From the trip, I have been able to put that into practice as I begin to volunteer, a volunteer experience type thing, learning more about ministry starting this fall. One thing I have loved about the seed thought, which was our devotions, the seed thought was that it talked about Peter walking on the water and how much trust it took to follow Jesus like that. But it was when Peter took his eyes off of Jesus that he began to sink. I think that is definitely true in our own lives because it is with risking everything for God that we too cannot take our eyes off from Him. When we do and we lose sight of the one we are following, we begin to drown. This is something that I have been learning as I daily have to focus on God and trust Him, knowing that His ways are greater than my own, because when I take my eyes off of Him, worry, fear, and self-desires take control. Overall, the trip was an awesome experience and one that God used to speak and change many people, and I am so thankful I was able to be a part of it." And so that was Tori, her testimony. And if you get an opportunity to ask any of the students or the adults that went on this trip, whether it was a particular day or an experience, and maybe even the music festival, whatever it might be, take that opportunity to say, hey, share some more highlights. What was it that God did through this experience? Because it's in the sharing that we encourage one another as we follow Jesus. And so our closing challenge today is this sentence that we've been talking about: who is a disciple? A disciple is one who believes, so that's first of all, in the redeeming power of Jesus Christ and risks everything to follow Him. And so what can we take from, I know that it's hard to bring an experience home sometimes, but what can we take from this and pass on to each of you? And we tried to put it in the form of some questions, and maybe these questions relate to your experience right now. So the first one: have you yourself decided to say yes to following Jesus and giving Him control of your life? So for some of us here this morning, maybe you've been going to church your whole life, maybe you've known about God, but you know personally deep down that you've never actually said, yes, Jesus, I will follow You. So maybe that's you today, and I encourage you to say yes to Him. The second one is: have you experienced yourself good news recently in the form of healing or grace in your own life? If you have experienced good news, then the next question is this: what good news might God be calling you to share with someone else? Is there someone in your life that you know, just that you see every day, that you know needs to hear good news today? And then not only that, and I know we can all identify with this question: what doubts or fears do you have or still have that keep you from believing? Are there any doubts or fears that you would like to give to God today, knowing that Jesus is trustworthy, knowing that even if we do not see, we can believe in Him? And lastly, perhaps for some of us this morning, this question: is God calling you to take a risk with your life? Maybe you know that God's been speaking to you for a while about something, and He's saying, I want you to trust me and take a risk. And so these are some questions that we have to think about and to take with us. And I think all of these questions were questions that the disciples themselves had to wrestle with. First of all, am I going to follow Jesus? And second, am I going to trust Him? Am I going to give Him my doubts, my fears, all these things? I can't even imagine the kinds of questions that were going through the disciples' minds on the night that Jesus was taken, that He was betrayed, that He was taken away, and then the next day He was crucified. Can you imagine sitting at the table with Jesus and wondering, is this it? You know, what's going to happen? And Jesus knew that they were wrestling with these questions, and He gave them a promise on that same night. If you remember, on that same night, Jesus said, I am going to go away, but you will not be alone. I am going to send to you another helper, a counselor to be with you forever. The world does not recognize Him because the world can't see Him. The world doesn't know Him. But you will know Him because He will be with you and live in you. And Jesus was speaking of His presence, the Holy Spirit, coming and living with us when we trust in Him. And so even though Jesus was going away, that we weren't going to see Him physically anymore, He gave us a way of knowing that we don't have to do this on our own. To be a disciple, to follow Him, we have the strength through Jesus with his presence. And so not only that, but we have this beautiful gift that's right here in front of me, that on the night that Jesus spent with his disciples before he's betrayed, he gave us a really tangible reminder of how we can remember him and remember that he is coming again. He actually took bread on the night that he was betrayed, and with his disciples, he broke it. He said, "This is my body, which is broken for you. Eat this in remembrance of me." And then, later, Jesus took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to each of his disciples. And he said, "Take, drink this, all of you, for this is the new covenant in my blood, for the forgiveness of many for their sins." Not only that, but Jesus also said, "I will not drink of this cup again until I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." What Jesus was saying is, don't worry, I am coming back. And so that's what we celebrate. That's what we celebrate every time that we participate in communion in the Lord's Supper. We remember Jesus. We remember his sacrifice, but we also remember that we're not alone. We remember that Jesus is coming back and that God has won. And so that is the greatest part that we get to participate today, is to celebrate the victory of God won for us through Jesus Christ. He is the one who gives us strength to follow. And so in a few moments, I'm going to invite our servers to come, and we are going to participate. We are going to take of the bread and the juice. And if you are worshiping with us for the very first time, I want to encourage you that we practice what is called open communion. So that means that if you have put your faith and trust in Jesus, if you have said, "Yes, it is my intention to follow you," then you are welcome at this table. And also for parents, I know that there are some kids as well. If the kids kind of understand what it is that they're doing, and if there's their intention to follow Jesus, if they've said, "Yes, I want to follow Jesus," Jesus welcomes all to this table. And so what we're going to do as the servers come is we're going to invite you one row at a time to come forward to receive the bread and the cup, and then to return to your rows in the opposite way that you came. And then once you have received, go ahead and hold on to the bread and the cup, and we will receive them together. And so I'm going to invite our servers to come at this time. And as we sing, I want to invite you to remember that Jesus said, "This is my body, which is broken for you. This is my blood, which is shed for you." And for us who believe in him, that this is really good news.